Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The ECB has handed former Pakistan international Danish Kaneria a lifetime ban and suspended Mervyn Westfield for 5 years for breaching its anti-corruption code. A three-man disciplinary panel had earlier found Kaneria guilty of two breaches and Westfield one before sentencing them later in the day. The charges relate to a match between Essex and Durham in 2009, where fast bowler Westfield has admitted to accepting a bribe to underperform by conceding a minimum number of runs in his first over. Under the penalties imposed by the ECB, Westfield will be allowed to play club cricket having served 3 years of his ban, but there was no leniency for Kaneria. Unless he manages a successful appeal, he will not play cricket in England again. Meanwhile, former Pakistan captain Salman Butt has returned to Pakistan, having been released 7 months into a 30-month jail sentence for corruption. Having arrived in Lahore, he has vowed to clear his name, continuing to plead his innocence and hoping to resurrect his playing career. Sri Lanka completely dominated day one of the opening test against Pakistan in Gaul, Tilakarani Dilshan and Kumar Sangakkara both scoring centuries as the home side racked up 300 for 2. Dilshan scored his 13th test century, while Sangakkara's 29th test century was his 8th against Pakistan, and the pair put on 124 for the second wicket. And runs continued to flow even when Dilshan was dismissed, Mahela Jayawardena surviving a tricky spell before tea to reach his 42nd test half century. The only other man to be dismissed was opener Taranga Paranavitana. He made 24, putting on 63 with Dilshan for the first wicket. Bangladesh beat South Africa by 3 wickets to take their second straight victory and maintain their hopes of reaching the final of the Tri Nations 2020 tournament in Harare. Mohammed Ashraful top scored with 40 and an unbeaten 27 in 26 ball from Ziaur Rahman helped them chase down a target of 130 to win with a ball to spare. The third and final ODI between England and the West Indies at Headingley Carnegie in Leeds was unfortunately abandoned without a ball being bowled. England take the series 2-0.